Good afternoon. My name is Adelia Huang. I'm a hearings officer, and this is case number 118-0247 regarding a towing of a vehicle. The appellant is Dakinta Woods. The time right now is a few minutes after 3 o'clock. It is November 27, 2018. This matter was scheduled to begin at 2:45. Neither the appellant nor anyone on behalf of the city have appeared in the hearings room. At this time, I am taking a look at the file to see if any notice was provided to the appellant. And I do note that this is a... when Mr. Woods filed the appeal, he indicated that the vehicle was still in storage with a tow company. Therefore, it's very unlikely that any courtesy notice, which may have been sent, would have been provided to him. So I am going to check in with the clerk to see if Mr. Woods was otherwise notified of today's hearing date.
The voicemail was left for him on November 21st. And it looks like he called today at 2:23 p.m. and wanted to reschedule. Said he was running late. And he was told that reschedule request needed to be submitted in writing. And he said that he was on his way and would be arriving at approximately 3:15 p.m.
Okay, so it does appear that Mr. Woods was aware that there was a hearing for him today. Evidently, he's running late. I do note that we did start the hearing late, although it is prior to 3:15. We do have a schedule that we need to maintain here. And it's unfortunate that Mr. Woods was not able to be here, even though we have started about between 25 and 30 minutes late. So I am going to proceed with the hearing. We did receive material from the city, so it looks like they were also apprised of today's proceeding. Mr. Woods states the following as to why he believes the tow is invalid, and I am going to summarize because there's a lot here. Essentially, he says that his mother could pick up the vehicle, but the officer did not answer any of the 5 phone calls his mother made to attempt to find the vehicle. He says he pulled immediately over to the right. In front of him was a crosswalk and bridge behind an apartment parking. The officer was parked in the driveway. He wasn't really allowed to fix the issue. The officer was the last one in the car. Approximately around 11:12 p.m. on November 15th, he was pulled over for a traffic violation. The violation was said to have happened on a stoplight. And then Mr. Woods goes on to say further, Mr. or Mrs. Woods, I apologize, I'm not... but the appellant goes on further to state that the conditions of the traffic stop, let's see here, and that if the officer did tail the vehicle for 1 or 2 blocks, the appellant states that he or she knew that they were going to be pulled over for racial profiling. They were pulled over, which was about seven-tenths of a mile from the initial violation. When the officers turned on their lights, I made the correct choice by pulling over to the right immediately. This something a hazard because of a bike lane. I was pulled over in a weird spot. There was an upcoming bike trail and crosswalk area and followed by bridges. I didn't think making the left onto wall would have been a good idea because I did not want to think the officer think I was eluding. I feel as if I wasn't able to make any other choice to prevent the hazard. Also, Officer Hornstein and her fellow officer both said my mom could come pick up my car, as the tow log should also state the tow was at 12:08. And between these 40 minutes, did Officer Hornstein answer any 5 phone calls from my mother who said she could pick it up and agreed by me and said officers? I feel there's something about 30 minutes and that there should be grounds for a hearing. So I'm now turning to the evidence submitted by the city, which includes a police report. It indicates that DeQuanta Woods was taken into custody after a traffic stop, and the most relevant parts of the traffic report state, Woods has stopped his car in the bike lane on North Fresedon Street, creating a hazard. We asked Woods if he had someone nearby that could drive the car for him, and he said his mom lived in Vancouver. I believe that was too long of a wait and ordered a tow for the vehicle as a hazard. Sergeant's Towing responded. That's essentially all that's in the police report that pertains to where the location of the vehicle was. So it also appears that Mr. Woods's information also suggests or indicates that the vehicle was stopped in at least near a bike lane, according to Mr. Woods's statement. A traffic hazard, or what is defined as a traffic hazard in city code, is any object, including a vehicle, that impedes the safe movement of vehicles in the public right-of-way. And the city can tow a vehicle from the public right-of-way when the vehicle is parked in a manner that may be hazardous to traffic. This includes bike traffic. Additionally, towing without prior notice is provided by city code when the vehicle is impeding or likely to impede the normal flow of vehicular or pedestrian traffic. Based upon the information in the record, which there isn't a whole lot pertaining to the actual precise location of the vehicle, I do find that the vehicle was parked in the bike lane on North Fresedon Street, and by virtue of being parked in the bike lane, it was likely to impede the normal flow of vehicular traffic, which includes bicycles. Accordingly, the tow without prior notice is lawful in accordance with city code, and the vehicle will remain in storage. The hearing is now closed.